Walker at the 2017 Border Relay for Life at Alexandra Park, along with thousands of other people. We've got just over 2,300 participants and more than 120 teams here, Lou, of course, going right through until Sunday morning.
Absolutely amazing. And one of the great things that's been introduced to Relay for Life in recent years has been the Relay Hero. And the Relay Hero is nominated by different teams from Relay for Life. And they can nominate somebody that's still battling cancer or somebody that has passed away from cancer. And this year, this year's Relay Hero is Sandra Milton. Now, Sandra has passed away from cancer, but the spokesperson on behalf of Sandra is her daughter, Beck Govea. And Beck's with us right now. Hey, Beck.
Hi, guys. How you going? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, look, tell us a little bit about your mum, Sandra, and her battle with cancer.
So mum battled cancer for 19 years as a widow, raising three small children by herself. She had many hurdles along the way, a couple of transplants, chemo, radiation, the whole works. And sadly, we lost mum last year, this time last year. So we've just celebrated her anniversary this week as well. So it's amazing to be here and be able to be part of this. And it's a really special time for us. So
yeah, it must mean so much.
It does. We're so honoured and proud. Like, I can't even put into words how proud we are of mum. So, yeah.
One of the things, I guess, that you don't think about when you think of, about people that are ill with cancer, it's, you know, you only sort of think about it when you see them. They might be undergoing some kind of chemotherapy, and it's really obvious at that time that they're ill for, you know, they may have lost hair, they may be very thin, whatever the case may be. But you don't think about the fact that people battle for so many years, and they go through phases where they're well. Like, they go through phases where they're really well and life's great, then they might have a really big, you know, bad time, something, a bad turn in their treatment or illness. And it's that part of cancer that's almost kind of one of the cruelest parts, I think.
Definitely, 100%. We had a lot of people approach us over the 19 years with mum who, you know, knew she was sick and stuff, but always would say, you know, you wouldn't even know. Like, she always had a smile on her face and never complained about pain or anything. She really, you know, and we did have our good times. We had a couple of years there where she was sort of in remission, and, you know, but it was always in the back of her mind. You know, the eggshells were always there, and she, you know, she used to say it's always there, the thought that I've got small kids and no father, so we need to just beat this and keep going. So yeah, she was amazing.
That's such a sad story.
Yeah.
Have you always played a part in Relay for Life?
No, this is actually our first year. I've been wanting to do it for years, but we're really, really happy to be here, and we're going to be here every year from now on. It's
fantastic.
Just amazing. The community spirit down here is fantastic. We're really happy to be a part of it.
All right. Finally, what are you doing today?
Sorry?
And finally, what are you doing today with your marquee there, right next to us?
Yeah, right next to the tent here. So we've got fairy floss happening. So that's just gold coin donation. We're selling candles, which we actually make ourselves. Just walking, one foot in front of the other.
Wonderful.
24 hours, we're down here. So come down and say hi. We'd love to have the support.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your mum Sandra's amazing story. And good on you for just getting in and being part of this incredible relay. Let's kick cancer's butt.
100%. Thanks so much for having us. Thanks, guys.